Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There is a new Democratic candidate for president that has filed for a presidential primary. We have some breaking news here. NBC News has confirmed that Michael Bloomberg is going to file in the Alabama 2020 presidential primary as a candidate.
His advisor now says that he is, quote, increasingly concerned that the current field of candidates isn't well positioned, frankly, to beat President Trump. So he feels like perhaps maybe he's the guy.
I would be 79 years old when I took office. To start a four-year job, maybe an eight-year job at age 79, may not be the smartest thing to do.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There is nothing that is going to get under Trump's skin more than this. Michael Bloomberg, he's smarter than Trump. He's 25 times wealthier than Trump. He's more respected than Trump.
Little Michael will fail. He will not do very well. And if he did, I'd be happy. There is nobody I'd rather run against than little Michael, that I can tell you.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Hey guys, it's me, Megyn Kelly, and I'm here on my set where we just shot a really interesting interview. Have you been following this story about the Amy Robach hot mic moment at ABC? The employee who sort of marked that clip in the system and then moved on to CBS got fired this week, and we got the full story, and I think you're going to be fascinated by it.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Donald Trump is going to be our president.
It is as if the nation is enduring some kind of curse.
This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
I cannot believe this is happening.
Happy anniversary, Mr. President. Happy anniversary to you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Yes, it's the third anniversary of the great victory of 2016. And that's why we have those sound cuts in the intro. That Bob Schieffer sound cut, I'd forgotten about that one. Mm-hmm. It was a plague on the United States. All right, we're gonna be talking about that as the day goes on. We have a lot of sound cuts to play. I may ask the vice president about it when we talk to him in about an hour and a half. We got a lot planned today. Dr. Matt, the vet, is going to be in-house. I'm going to take a slide because I'm heading down to Florida at 6:30, but I'll be here till then. And it's great to be here. We're broadcasting today from our studios in Boston of our affiliate WRKO in the iHeart cluster in Medford. And we're here today, as we always are, right before Veterans Day for the WRKO DAV Radiothon. Disabled American Veterans is committed to a single purpose, empowering veterans to lead higher quality lives. And to make your donation to the Radiothon, you can call 617-475-1540. That's 781-475-1540. And we'll be talking to various veterans and veterans groups all through the afternoon. And again, we'll be talking to other people as well and taking your phone calls at the usual number, 1-844-500-4242. Nothing changes. You can always text us as well. And we have a lot planned. We'll be doing Police Blotter Facts Friday as well, as we always do. And it's going to be a fun day here as we go into the long Veterans Day weekend. We'll be here. Well, Grace and I, we won't be here in Medford. Actually, we'll be in Boca Raton on Monday, because we're heading down. And as the days grow shorter, it's my desire to flee increases, not just because of the nonsense that's going on around the city and the state, the mass state cop who allegedly exposed himself at Foxborough. The charges were dismissed today because no one would step forward to testify against him. And that's the way it is. They're trying to ban menthol cigarettes. They're trying to put in this is the state house. They're trying to impose new gas taxes without votes by either the legislature or the people. How much more do you need to know? It's what's going on. They want to have ranked choice voting. They had a hearing on that. It's It's just you know, and the feds are now investigating Boston City Hall for the marijuana, the recreational marijuana licenses. They've subpoenaed a bunch of stuff. I don't know if there's anything going on, but you know, after what happened in Fall River, you can't really blame them for not going after the people at City Hall and at least asking a few questions. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And let's just listen. Let's start out with Bob Schieffer here. I just want to play some of these cuts to get you in the mood to remember that glorious day in 2016 when they were telling us that there was no path to victory for Donald J. Trump. There's 98% chance he's going to lose today. We're going to break the glass ceiling, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So here's Bob Schieffer from, I think he's from CBS. And CBS is the network that just fired the whistleblower. Her name, by the way, is, Ashley Bianco. She went to Emory University. She was a producer on Good Morning America. She's a very nice-looking young woman. And Megyn Kelly hasn't released the interview yet. If we get it in the
How dare
of the
you?
I'm sorry, she is. You can go look at her picture and tell me if you like her looks or not. All right. Okay, let's hear cut 14.
This is America's 58th presidential election. Bob Schieffer has covered 14 of them. No two the same, and certainly none quite like this, Bob.
Nope, Scott, I have seen a few, but I've run out of ways to say I've never seen one like this. It is as if the nation is enduring some kind of curse. What should we expect next? That it will rain frogs? I wouldn't bet against it.
You lose. You lose the bet, Bob. There hasn't been any frogs raining anywhere in the country in the last 3 years.
Is that an expression people say?
No, I think it's some kind of Old Testament curse.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Biblical, so grace is left to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, frogs falling
it.
Out of the sky, et cetera, et cetera. It's preposterous what he said. Okay, now my old colleague, Martha Raddatz. I knew her when she was Martha Bradley. She was Martha Raddatz before she was Martha Bradley, and then she became Martha Raddatz again. But she was distraught. She worked for ABC News, which, you know, has more recently been covering up for Jeffrey Epstein. This is her on election night. Cut 15.
Donald Trump, I questioned about what he would do in Syria, his understanding of military policy and civilian-military divide. I don't know that he really has a plan for what he's going to do there. He has General Mike Flynn. General Mike Flynn has been with him. He'll quickly tell you he has 200 admirals and generals backing him. I think Mike Flynn has been a huge influence on him. I was also looking back and at an interview Tim Kaine gave. Tim Kaine has a son in the Marine Corps. He was asked by John Dickerson, so if Donald Trump is democratically elected and your son is serving as a Marine, you wouldn't trust his life under that commander-in-chief? And Kaine said, I wouldn't. That's a pretty extraordinary thing to say, if you have a son in the Marine Corps and that you don't trust the commander-in-chief. The people in the military defend.
Tim Kaine used to be pro-life, and now he's pro-abortion. That's a pretty extraordinary change in position, isn't it? He also looks like the Joker. Remember those debates in 2016? I thought it was the Joker was debating Mike Pence.
I think a lot of people felt that way when Obama was president.
Yeah.
They weren't in the best hands.
Here's your typical millennial after the election in 2016, cut number 19.
Joke. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally about to f-ing kill myself, and I'm not kidding. You better f-ing fix this sh- right now. I literally am gonna die. I need an ambulance. I can't believe
it wasn't my best moment, Howie. What can I say?
Is she still alive, that millennial? Is she enjoying some nice avocado toast and some Brooklyn hipster enclave now? Most likely she is. I would think. One last one. Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow. 17.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country. It's real.
Yes, it is. Winning! It's been a great 3 years, hasn't it? All right. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Happy anniversary to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy anniversary to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy anniversary, Mr. President. Happy anniversary to you.
And he gets a nice present. Michael Bloomberg entering the Democrat race for president. Little Michael, as he's calling him. We mentioned that last night. I think he's 5'7 or 5'8. The president knows better than me. He spent a lot more time with Bloomberg than most people have, I'm sure. And now they're saying, well, he has more money than Trump. This poll question is sponsored by Wreaths Across America. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 14th. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a handmade balsam fir wreath, a symbol of America's respect. Sponsor a veteran's wreath now. Visit www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Michael Bloomberg be the Democrat nominee?
I don't think he will.
73% don't think so either.
Yeah, he's got lots of money, but he's not promising enough free stuff. It's the free stuff raffle, and that's the auction, I should say, the free stuff auction.
And he's everything like most of the front runners hate. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, did you see Bernie Sanders' quote in the Wall Street Journal today? The billionaire class is worried, and they should be. Okay, Bernie, calm down. Calm down. All right. Thanks, Taylor. Hey, we just did the spot for Wreaths Across America, and joining us now is Karen Worcester from Wreaths Across America, and she's here to talk about her organization. It's a great, great organization, Karen. Tell us about your group and what you guys do, as if people don't already know from listening to the spots this week. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back again, Howie. First, I want to say I'm enjoying your show, but I have to always say up front that Wreaths Across America is non-political, non-denominational, all-inclusive. And what we do as an organization is we have a mission to remember the fallen, honor those that serve, but most importantly, teach kids the value and cost of freedom. And we do that in part by placing wreaths at veterans' graves over the holiday season. And it's very meaningful. It started with a family thing in 1992. Family had a few wreaths left over and got permission to put them in Arlington. It was a family thing up until 2005. And then the internet got a hold of the pictures and people wanted to participate. It's powerful. The wreath is the catalyst. People go into the cemetery. Mm-hmm. You place a wreath on a veteran's grave and you say their name and you've made a connection. And especially with kids, it's very real when you're standing at a headstone to place a wreath and understand the gravity
of it. We've been saying 1,700 locations, but now it's up to 1,900 locations.
Yeah, we've had a lot of growth this year, and we're very excited. We're on track to place 2.1 million wreaths. And
wow.
What I always have to point out, though, Howie, is that we don't decorate graves. About 85-90% of the wreaths that we place are from individuals. They're gifts. They're gifts from a loved one. Either in honor of somebody or to place on a stone of somebody who served. And, you know, behind every stone's a story. And those stories are our history. And that history is so important to put in the minds of these kids. And this is such a tangible, touching way to do it. And so that's why
it's become so important. How many are you going to put out? Over 2 million?
About 2.1 million. And we're very excited that we're going to. Last year we had incredible opportunity to go to Luxembourg. Last year went to Normandy. This year we're going to Luxembourg and also the Netherlands. So we place a wreath on a veteran's grave no matter where they're buried. It's not just National Cemetery. So if it's not near a community, near your community, it can be. Mm-hmm. To have a ceremony, it doesn't cost you anything. You simply sign up online at wreathsacrossamerica.org. And the founding family, Worcester family, will donate 7 ceremonial wreaths, one for each branch of the military, plus POW/MIA, so that you can have a memorial service. And it's the wreaths on individual headstones that are sponsored by families. And it's $15 to sponsor a wreath.
Where do people go to make the donation?
Wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Connect with you guys.
Wreathsacrossamerica.org. And there, if you want to pick a specific cemetery that's participating, you can do that, or you can just make a general gift. But, you know, we were talking earlier, some of my friends, about what a great opportunity to give a gift over the holidays, to give a family a gift of remembrance, to have a wreath placed in there in honor of somebody.
And it's only $15, so it's very affordable, and makes you, as I say, it makes you feel better. We're going to the Howie Carr Show is going to donate $500 weekend. Thank you.
Wonderful.
And we appreciate it, and we want to remember our veterans, and you know, we all have, every family has veterans in the
family.
They
do. That's what my husband said. With Veterans Day coming up, I want to say that you're working with disabled veterans. That's so important. The other thing that Wreaths Across America does is we work with like-minded organizations, and we've talked a lot on our Facebook pages about the VFWs and American Legions, and you know, they actually have been carrying out like mission to Wreaths Across America for years. You know, as a kid, I remember Mom would always get the call to make pies when somebody
right. And the wreaths are very nice too. They're made in Maine, right?
Yeah, well, the wreaths are nice, but again, it's the catalyst. It's all about the teaching. It's all about that piece of the mission to bring people together. And it's the other thing that we do that's very important is as the wreath is placed, and this went way back to when my husband first went to Arlington that first year.
Yeah.
And he started placing the 5,000 wreaths, and every time he placed a wreath, he couldn't help himself. You end up saying the name. And then after you say the name, you think about, well, I wonder if this kid knew that he was going to die. Did he die? You know what? Did he leave a
I always think family? About that every time I drive through a corner and, you know, an intersection in the big cities, and they're named after people,
exactly.
Or veterans. And I always think, what's the backstory on this guy? When did he die, you know? What was his background? You know, I drive by one in Natick all the time, you know, and I just think of the guy.
You wonder. And that's the thing. Behind every stone's a story. But these are real lives. These are real sacrifice. I always tell the story about the woman that in 2007 that asked me if I'd place a wreath on her son's grave with her. And it was her first year for him not to be there for the holidays. And so I said I would. I was, you know, that's hard. That's hard. What do you say? She had left her teenage daughter at the gravesite, so nobody else would place a wreath.
And so where do people go again if they want to know more about your organization?
WreathsAcrossAmerica.org, and please go visit our Facebook page to hear some very emotional stories, because we need to remember and honor these families.
Right, and a $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a handmade balsam fir wreath, a symbol of America's respect. And again, we'll be sending you a donation of $500 from the Howie Carr Show. Thank you very much, Karen Worcester from Wreaths Across America. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Can you imagine Donald Trump standing up one day and delivering a State of the Union address?
Well, I can imagine it in a Saturday night skit.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
Do you still continue to believe that, Barry? All right. It is the third anniversary. Some people are texting in and saying they're a little depressed that the Foxborough Flasher beat the rap today. He claimed he's in some kind of a rehab program. He's a veteran, a combat veteran. So they have a program where you can get a break if you're a combat veteran. The judge warned him that he has an alcohol problem, which I think is pretty obvious, right? And the judge said, that Judge Horahan, he's a former drunk driving lawyer appointed by Deval Patrick. Not that there's any difference between small Deval and tall Deval when it comes to appointing rotten judges. And the judge told him he better straighten up and fly right. But, you know, Patterson seems to be angry. Of course, he's blaming the media. You know, I gave him a bad ice cube at that country music concert last June.
Who was the country singer again?
I forget.
Was it Luke Holmes?
Luke Bryan, I think.
Luke Bryan. He should blame him.
Right.
It was the music. It got him feeling too loose.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone slipped him a Mickey.
George Costanza.
He actually came out and addressed the press in anger, you know. But don't let it get you down.
Luke Bryan does have a song called Drinking Again, so maybe he listened to that on repeat.
Yeah. There's a million songs it could be. You know, what made Milwaukee famous made a loser out of Trooper Patterson. And by the way, he still remains suspended without pay from the state police. So maybe they're trying to straighten up and fly right. I hope that they're taking my advice to heart, you know, that they should appoint Leah Gendoso as the new colonel of the state police. I know it's going to be supposedly it's going to be this guy who's really a straight arrow character who works for a DA down on the Cape, but that's what I'm hearing. But no one's announced it yet, so I guess it'll be a good choice if they haven't announced it on Friday before a 3-day weekend. Anyway, but you know, again, don't let it get you down. The weather's not that bad. It's not great, but it's getting to be almost the winter solstice, and you know, a lot of people are going to have Monday off, And you know, it is the third anniversary of a really great day in America. That's the day Donald Trump was elected. So before we go to the phone lines, let's hear some more people in celebs and assorted politicians 3 years ago about how what happened 3 years ago tonight could never happen. Cut 21.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen.
Donald Trump will not become president.
He's not going to be president. He is not. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right. All right.
You think if he becomes the president, he'll make it great because the states is already great.
I think that man will be president of the United States right about the time that spaceships come down filled with dinosaurs and red capes.
On that note, Tom.
Take it from me. How about that?
He will never be president of the United States.
Grace and I just saw some dinosaurs in red cape in Wellington Circle. They come down out of a spaceship. So I guess it's happened, right, Grace?
Ugh, and that was Tom Hanks. And I like Tom Hanks, but hearing all of these people so smugly tell us that it's never going to happen. If I were Donald Trump, I would wake up every single day to those videos and just get pumped up.
I mean, isn't that one of the best things about YouTube, that you can just go there? Whenever you get a little down, whenever the blues come around at midnight, as Hank Williams used to say, you can go to those YouTube videos, those greatest hits.
Well, I think everyone, too, has moments where, I know for my dad, he was going to be golfing on Inauguration Day, and him and his buddies were planning the trip, you know, months before. And he said to his friends, oh, well, we'll have to stop in for lunch to see DJT get inaugurated because I'd want to see that. It's going to be history. And all his friends laughed and said, oh yeah, Jimmy, we'll make sure we stop to see Donald Trump become president. And then when it happened, my dad had a big Trump hat on the golf course and was like, everybody into the clubhouse. It's just like they told everyone it wasn't going to happen. It was the best day ever.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I was in Braintree that night at the
Yes, and it got progressively more crowded as the night went on.
All right, as I always say, you know, when I arrived there, there was just me, a couple of bartenders, some busboys, and a waiter or two. That's it. That's and by midnight, you could have a quorum call of the Republican State Committee. Front runner-itis. Yeah, unbelievable. All right, let's listen to a little bit of the Hillary concession speech, then we'll take some calls. I can't get enough of this stuff. Cut 16.
Donald Trump is going to be our president.
Oh, no.
We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. This loss hurts, but please never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
Remember in 93, their theme song when they came into office, "Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow," Fleetwood Mac. Let's see. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have a son who's 20 years old. He's into the Marine Corps for the past 2 years. When I believe it was Martha Raddatz who said something about a parent who would not allow their child
Yeah, Tim Kaine, the vice presidential nominee of the Democrats in 2016. He's the senator from Virginia. Yeah.
And my son was talking to a recruiter. He's talked about the Marine Corps since he was 13 or 14 years old. And I told him that he was not going to commit, sign any type of letter until after the election, because he was not going to serve under Hillary Clinton, who left all of those guys in Benghazi to die.
Right.
And it was, you know.
And she lied about being under sniper. She lied about being under sniper fire. Remember that? And then she also lied about how in 1976 she claimed that she tried to enlist in the Marine Corps in Little Rock. What a bunch of crap that was. Does she ever stop lying? Yeah.
Those guys were asking for help, including the U.S. ambassador, I believe.
Right.
Who ended up being killed in Benghazi.
Right.
He's in the Marine Corps. He's been in the Marine Corps for 2 years, and he's actually asked to be deployed.
Oh, that's great.
He's taken out a couple months ago. He's a stand-up kid. And while I have you on the phone, the guy they're talking about making the next colonel of the state police is Chris Mason, and he is a stand-up kid. I know him personally. I've known him for 30 years. He's a straight arrow. When people say,
"Boy, they need one," they need one, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. He is a straight arrow. He's a straight shooter. Very, very intelligent kid.
That's good. I hope they get it straightened out. I mean, when I was a kid, the state police were beyond reproach. You know, they lived in barracks. They didn't get paid very much money. They were really seriously underpaid. But they had problems like every organization, every police force, and every other kind of human-based outfit. But it's just gotten out of control the last few years, and I hope they can turn it around. Thanks thanks for the call, Neil, and thanks for your son's service. I believe it's over the weekend. It's also the birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps, Semper Fidelis. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, speaking of, happy birthday, Marines, November 10th.
Yeah.
And just wanted to say thank you to all the veterans who have served this country so well. And I remember my grandfather, who survived World War One, and before that fought with Black Jack Pershing down on the Mexican border chasing banditos.
Yeah, we've been thinking about that this week, for obvious reasons, David.
Right.
You know?
And my Uncle Frank, who unfortunately was lost, he was a U.S. Army Air Corps pilot, lost 2 weeks before the end of World War II, unfortunately.
My father was in the U.S. Army Air Corps, too. People don't even understand that the Air Force wasn't around, I think, till 1947. It was always just a branch of the Army, the U.S. Army Air Corps. Some people call it the U.S. Army Air Force, but it was as you know, David, the Army Air Corps. And, I have a cousin, a guy named Frank Sutton, who was he joined the Royal Canadian Army, I guess, or Air Force. And he was shot down over North Africa back in, I think, 1941, just before the U.S. entered the war. I mean, again, we all have veterans in our families, and we all should be thinking about them, whether they're here or have passed on. This is the time to, this is the weekend to be thinking of them and they for their the amazing sacrifices. We live in an amazing country. We can we turned it around 3 years ago today, and you know we've been able to preserve our liberties. And it's the it's again still the most prosperous country in the world. It's more prosperous probably now than it's ever been. You know, full employment basically, high stock market levels. Every group is doing better than ever, and we have the veterans to thank for it. Thanks for the call, David. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
It was my mother's 844-500-4242. We're here at the WRKO-DAV Radiothon. And Disabled American Veterans is committed to a single purpose, empowering veterans to lead high-quality lives. To make your donation, call 781-475-1540. Joining us now, is he's been on before, is Lou Pasquale. He's 94 years old, and he's a Marine veteran of World War II. Served at Okinawa. And spends much of his time now caring for fellow disabled vets. Lou, thanks for being with us here today. We appreciate it. You're looking pretty good. You're looking damn good, actually. Go ahead, speak into the mic, Lou.
It's great to be here after all these years. It's a pleasure.
It's good. We just did a podcast with a World War II vet, Howie Winter. He's from Somerville. He went into the Marines at age 14. Mm-hmm. 14. It's amazing how young people were going in. How old were you when you went in, Lou?
Well,
you were a little older than
being,
14.
Being an American of Italian descent, they only remember you were born when Dominic passed away, grandfather was this, right? So I set my own age, okay? Yeah. It was a question between 17 and 18, but I was 17.
That's really. And
she signed at 18.
We know what Joe Moakley, who was a congressman, his mother was an Italian and his father was Irish. Right. He went in at 15, Merchant Marine. Right. Yeah, I mean guys really went in young then, didn't they?
Yep, it was all about America.
Yeah,
you know they came here. The big thing is, people have to understand today that how would you react in today's world compared to years ago? Okay, today I was at the Hanover Middle School, and I was so happy with the young people and the principals and the staff there. They had the whole gymnasium was packed with young people. They got in and they made poems. They clapped, served, mentioned battles. It was unbelievable. I was so proud to be there today. I'll never forget it. It was one of the nicest things in my life that to express themselves.
Veterans. Yeah, these are the veterans from all the different wars. Well, yeah.
They had 80 veterans from Vietnam, Korea, World War One. World War Two.
All the World War One vets are gone.
Yeah, gone. Yeah. Yeah, they're gone. And we're getting up there ourselves.
Well, it's good. It's good. You see, you're in pretty good shape. You know, we've all known a lot of World War II people. You know, some of the people we know are gone now. Just in recent years, Bob Crane, the former state treasurer, Harold Brown, the developer. I mean, those were guys I was close to.
But I was. I'm a little concerned. Let me just give you an analysis here of what a veteran is.
And it is Veterans Day on Monday. And by the way, happy birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps that you were in.
Yes.
I guess it's Sunday.
The Army.
Oh, you were in the Army. I'm sorry. It says here on my sheet you're a Marine veteran, but that's okay.
You can read that one.
All right.
I think somebody clipped it. Oh, here it is.
Definition
this
of a veteran.
A better one.
Okay.
And use women in that one.
Okay. I'll put women in there, too. A veteran, whether active duty, retired, National Guard, or reserve, is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including my life. That is honor, and there are way too many people in this country who no longer understand it.
Right.
Well said, Lou.
Well said. And
again, this is a day to honor veterans, and you can donate to the Disabled American Veterans at 781-475-1540. That's 781-475-1540. Where do you live, Lou?
I live in Braintree.
Braintree.
And, I was wondering if I could take and say something about the Hanover Middle School.
Absolutely.
My great-granddaughter belongs
there. Great-granddaughter, wow.
Great-granddaughter belongs there, and she belongs to a Be Better Club.
Yeah.
Be Better Club. And the principal is Dan. I hope I pronounced his name correctly, even though it sounds a little bit Italian. Barolanini.
Yeah.
Okay, and Joel Bennett. And they did a beautiful job. They had me crying because everything was what happened.
Were there any other World War II vets there other than you?
I don't know that. They made everybody stand up that was in the Navy, the Marines, the Army, and clap all of,
right.
Each group. But I was so proud of the young people. I was so young with the young people today that it was unbelievable. And I felt reborn again.
Well, Lou Pasquale, thank you so much for your service, and thanks for just being a really good guy, and thanks for coming by the Howie Carr Show, and thanks for being here at the DAV Radiothon here. Hope to see you next year,
and
Lou.
I hope so. And
my middle name's Lou. It's a great name, Lou.
And I'd like a little bit more time with you because I got another story.
Thanks. We got to go.